Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Mariah Carey is getting sued by her former manager, and Kendrick Lamar is the first rapper in history to get a Pulitzer Prize.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
That's right. We'll be talking about that coming up. But first, let's get the Pulitzer Prize winner of the West Coast of Television, Heidi and Frank in
what?
The Real Deal.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so honored to be nominated.
Really? Yeah, really?
Let us dream, Brad.
Well, the world knows by now that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have named their baby daughter True Thompson.
Oh, True.
Okay, True. True, honey.
You know what, though? I know why she named that baby True.
Oh, why? God. Here we go,
no, this is the truth. They say when the baby gets older, honey, she's going to ask her mama, Mommy, was daddy a whoremonger? True. Mommy, did daddy let you have a little bit?
True.
True. It's going to be true.
Well, we found out the real meaning, Gary. Thanks to Grandma Chris, who posted this photo and wrote, I'm so excited to welcome my precious little granddaughter, True. Fun fact, my grandfather's name on my dad's side was True Otis Houghton.
No.
What?
Yes. My dad's name was Robert True Houghton, so I am so excited that Khloe named her daughter True.
She got some black in her.
Why?
They all have black in them.
Well, baby, let me tell y'all, honey, there's some tea, honey, that someone has been sending Khloe lots of baby gifts. Now, Lamar Odom is the person they're talking about, y'all.
What?
Yes, bitch, Lamar Odom, honey, yes, honey. The tea is, y'all, that Lamar is shooting his best shot to get back Miss Khloe since she's vulnerable.
Oh, Lord, they try to get you when you're down,
from
child.
That dirty dog Tristan, baby, cheating on her, honey.
Lamar being so good to this baby, do he think this could be his child?
Gary, this baby may be named True, but if Khloe ends up back with Lamar, this baby's fact.
Ooh.
Okay, thank you, honey. That's right.
What?
That was deep. That's a true fact, baby.
I'm still trying to catch up with that.
Yeah, right. They trying to catch up with you, honey.
Well, Mariah Carey is being sued by her former manager, Stella Bulochnikov, and she's getting sued for civil rights violations and sexual harassment.
Nice.
Oh. Well,
I know. This is really bizarre. Stella filed a summons in New York on Friday stating that she plans to sue Mariah for allegedly violating the U.S. Civil Rights Act and Fair Employment and Housing Act, as well as breach of contract. And she claims she was repeatedly harassed, sexually harassed by Mariah Carey. You're going to love this, Frank. Mariah was constantly what? Naked in front of her and did sexual things.
Frank, you got the wrong job. Right?
I know, right?
You could have been sent over.
Yeah, I'll be her manager.
Okay.
Oh, she says that Mariah was constantly naked in front of her, and she did sexual things in Stella's presence. Mariah, of course, calls these allegations totally baseless.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I can't.
I'm naked around my employees all the time.
Thank you. Women, we do that.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Not a big
That's
deal.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, hold on, Brad. Wait, hold on. Brad is steaming.
Yes. Oh.
Brad is about to burst with some tea, honey.
Yes.
What is it, Brad? Give it to us, girl.
Do it.
I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus, and that's all.
Well, I do want to remind everybody that maybe the reason this is all happening is she was fired. Stella and Mariah worked together for three years, and then Mariah fired her last November and then signed with Jay-Z's Rock Nation.
Well, I have another issue to bring up, guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the sexual harassment allegation is super weird because we could bring one up on Gary. Gary is always here with his songs on. I want to do a class action for America against Gary's sexual harassment.
That is a costume, no, honey, that I be here.
In Gary's case, it's sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. Okay, y'all, a huge congratulations goes out to Kendrick Lamar for being awarded the Pulitzer Prize for music yesterday.
Nice, that's huge.
Yay, Kendrick.
Kendrick was honored for his work on his 2017 album, Damn, and is the first rapper ever to win the award. The Pulitzer Committee made the announcement and praised Lamar's album as a virtuosic song collection unified by its vernacular authenticity and rhythmic dynamism that offers affecting vignettes capturing the complexity of modern African-American life.
You better read, man.
Translation.
You better read. You better read, girl.
Yeah. Yes. Who wrote this?
Let's give you a Pulitzer Prize.
Damn.
For reading.
Translation, okay? Okay. His incredible album about South LA black life was lit as f***.
There you go.
All right, well, we are going to say bye for now, Atlanta. I'm just wondering, do you want to know what the sexiest man alive is up to?
These are called leg lifts.
No. The other sexiest man
alive. Not you,
Frank.
Thank you.
Up next.
Bye.
See ya.
All right, you guys, I have a specialer. All right, now the Papa Smurf of Atlanta, honey, slash thirsty wannabe, honey, Peach Holden's ex-husband of Cynthia Bailey, Mr. Peter Thomas, y'all, honey, might have found love again, y'all.
Okay.
Well, anyway, child, the owner, honey, I should say, the Bar One owner, has been recently seen hanging with Love & Hip Hop Miami cast member Miss Shay Johnson. Shay recently posted photos of the two of them, honey, and this video of them dancing together, and Peter posted this photo of them and wrote, beautiful with absolutely no makeup. Ooh. And have the nerve, honey, to have freckles.
That sounds so great. Have the nerve.
Oh, they look just like a couple because, honey, she's all up under his head.
They look cute together. She got the I just woke up in the morning face.
She sure does.
From a good old night last night
face.
Like
he walked her down to the Uber.
No. They tried to link me and Peter together at one time when we took a picture together.
Was you leaning in like that?
He actually was grabbing my ass, so.
They definitely slept
Peter,
together.
He definitely smashed. I think Peter just trying to stay relevant, that's
just
all.
Just a smash alert, not a relationship
she
alert.
She holding her head, arm up, and link, like.
The way, like, oh, baby.
The body language. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And you know what? I'm sorry, not since the tea has been spilled, honey, Peter is denying it.
I just read several articles saying that Shay Johnson and I are dating. Not. She's a great person, though. She was hospitable. She was gorgeous. She was so dope. I took her to Columbia, South Carolina with me Saturday night and gave her some more money to co-host another gig with me, okay? And guess what? I found out that her birthday's the day before mine. So you know she's awesome, all right? But she's not my girlfriend, sorry.
But you smashed out. Well, y'all, the world is still reeling from Her Majesty, and that was Baychella. And there is one person who continues to bask in its glory. Jamal Moore is a dancer who's been a loyal member of the Bayhive for years, and he got to live out his dream dating back 2 years. So back in August of 2016, Jamal tweeted out, I'm going to work for Beyonce one day. And over the weekend, Jamal tweeted this photo of himself from Coachella and wrote, let me tell you how incredible my God is. Hashtag Baychella, hashtag Coachella, hashtag Bayhive.
Congratulations. Oh,
yeah. Awesome.
So. You know, Beyonce made a lot of people's dream come true. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of those college students, you know, they were like living on stage with her. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But let's put some stuff out in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for me, I want to just hang with Rihanna. I need, like, a weekend with Rihanna. I do. Like, I want us to go shopping together. Oh. I want us to, like, you know, eat together. I don't smoke, but I might even smoke with you.
Oh.
Like, I just want to be with Rihanna.
Y'all can smoke a cute little joint together.
I would try. Girl, I would hit it for you, okay?
Oh.
All right, coming up, find out how Kevin Hart became the inspiration for Dwayne Wade playing one of his best games of his career.
Oh, I got to see this.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes, honey, in an upcoming episode of Celebrity Family Feud, the Kardashians will go head-to-head with the West. And Steve Harvey told Ellen DeGeneres that Kanye was the shining star.
Yes.
Can I tell you something? Kanye was the best Family Feud celebrity panelist we've ever had
really?
On the show. He loves the show.
Yes.
His people said, Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled since we've been working. Kanye smiled. When I introduced him, he smiled. When I talk to him at the panel, just tune in and you'll see Kanye smiling.
Yeah.
He's happy. He was very happy with that.
He does not smile a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Kim didn't know nothing.
No, really?
I think he did it on purpose. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he wanted the media to feel like this is his persona. He doesn't smile, but he's always been a lovable person. Like,
yeah, he is.
Even in the very beginning, that's why I liked him. I was like, he seemed just like a cool friend.
Really?
You know?
Yeah. But I mean, could y'all imagine though, just surprised when Steve said Kim didn't know nothing?
Not surprised. She doesn't seem like she just sitting at home. She got three kids.
She seems like she never seen Family Feud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was surprised she didn't know nothing. I mean, but she does know how to make money.
Yeah, you know that.
Are and that's very
wait a
important.
Minute, y'all. Did you just give Kim Kardashian some credit?
Yeah, she know how to make money, honey.
Oh,
she don't know nothing.
God.
She know how to make money, honey.
Yeah.
She know
Kim,
she know
he actually said something nice about you, girl.
Well, I don't know about nice. But,
wow.
It's about the truth.
I don't want to say how she made it, but anyway.
Well, last night was game two of the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat versus the Philadelphia 76ers.
All right.
And Dwayne Wade had a killer night, leading his team to victory.
Yes, he did. Oh.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
So ESPN asked Dwayne what inspired him to play so well. And this is what he said.
Oh, not this.
What got into you tonight?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, really?
Yep. Thank Kevin Hart for that.
Oh. Instantly when he said that, why did Pinky in the Brain come to my mind? Pinky got the little person in his head, and then he got the whole big body. Oh, God.
Well, Kevin is a 76ers fan and sat on the sidelines talking smack to D-Wade all night long, which D-Wade said he just used as motivation, but now Kevin is getting the last word. Check it out.
You gonna blame this on me? Blame Kevin Hart. Oh, I see what you're doing.
On ESPN.
On ESPN, you gonna say that?
That boy wrong.
Well, let me tell you something, sucker.
I knew that was coming.
We about to come to Miami and heat it up.
Listen, the funniest part of the video was
it's
Harry.
The background
Harry, the hype man. Harry and Spake back there just talking. They're funny.
Yeah,
they're hilarious.
Some hype men like that. When I'm telling somebody y'all funny, I say, yeah. Get them.
You are a Porsche.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I was saying. All right. Well, it's no surprise that Leonardo DiCaprio's new girlfriend is much younger than him, but it is surprising that the mom of the girl is too.
Younger than him?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, she is. Camila Morone is 20 years old, and her mom, Lucilia Sola, just turned 42, making her 2 years younger than Leo.
Really?
Yeah. But a mama young, too.
Oh,
you can holler at her, too, actually.
Okay.
But it gets even weirder. Apparently, Lucilia and Camila have known Leo for many years, which means that Leo knew Camila when she was just a little girl.
Yeah, they say train a child while she's young, honey.
But I do have to say, it is a little weird that he knew her as a child. You know what I'm saying? So he came over there. She was snotty-nosed, running around at the barbecue.
Oh.
Now all of a sudden, he's looking at her like she could be his fiance.
I doubt if he was looking at her when she was a child.
But that's what it looked
like. He watched her grow up.
I know, but that don't mean he looked at her as a child, because I know people I grew up with that grew up and then they had a crush on me or whatever.
Did
and
you ever get with any of them?
None of your business.
But you know what they say? They say when it's honey grass in the field, play ball.
What?
All right, y'all. Now, after the break, we'll show you Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle in a way you've never seen them before. Welcome back to Dish Nation. An old video has surfaced of Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle in Holland back in 2001, and the girls got very passionate when asked what animal they would be for a day.
I know what I'd be. A whale.
Why?
I love Wells.
What's that?
I love Wells since I was a little girl.
She wants to touch one day.
I think I would be a bird.
Why?
Because they can fly. Not only can they fly, but they could travel all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to be a Black Panther.
Ooh.
Why sad, Michelle?
Because she's sexy.
So I can creep.
She's a black cat.
Through the wilderness. And I like when they walk, their backs go like that.
Yeah.
Okay. They were really feeling it, right? They That's really funny. Were turning into animals, okay? And Beyonce was working that gum, okay? Oh,
yeah.
She was hungry. Something was going on.
So what animal would y'all be for a day and why?
I would like to be a fly.
Because you be on that good.
Yeah, honey.
I would like to be a fly for real. Like, literally, how they say
everybody talking
wall.
About you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I see what you said.
What about you, Gary?
I'll probably be a fish.
Oh, really? Now you want some fish?
Yes, I want to be a fish, and I love to just swim. And I like to be a guppy.
If Gary was a fish, he'd be the kissing fish. Come on, let's be real. Let's
you said I'd be a blowfish? I'd be a blowfish.
That's you, Gary. There you go, right there.
All right, guys, it's deal time.
For all you ladies out there or fashionable men, Gary, check out this Milan headbag or its cute wristlet crossbody.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh, I love these. This one has diamonds.
Yeah.
These durable handbags with eye-catching accents are great for everyday wear. Mm. The handbag is big enough to carry your whole life, or the wristlet is perfect for your wallet, your keys, your phone, or maybe your little flash brat. The handbag can be seen as high as $160, but for you guys, and you at home, it's only
$34.
Yes!
Shut up. A meal.
And the wristlet can be seen as high as $129, but today, I got you, it's only $29.
Oh, my God, I almost fainted, honey.
I know! Just head over to morningsave.com.
Well, coming up, Gwen Stefani may be ready to walk down the aisle, but Blake Shelton is getting there. We'll explain after the break.
Last week, Gwen Stefani told Ellen DeGeneres that she thinks about marrying Blake Shelton all the time. I'm not sure if it's going to happen. Well, now Blake Shelton is weighing in and giving us his thoughts on marriage. Here's what Blake said.
Well, I think about it. You know, I don't think it's any time soon or anything. The more time that goes by, I guess, the closer you'd be to getting to that.
No, he's done it twice now. He's never doing it again.
That's how I translated that. He's like,
unless they stay together forever, and he's like, okay, let's get married.
No, but I think the longer you stay together not married, it's like, we've been doing it this long. It's not broken. You know, let's
I think they will break up within the year.
Because of his quote right here.
Well, yeah, I think that she wants it more than he does. When you see her talking about Blake, she just has that glow about her of love.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I don't know. I think about it sometimes.
She's got three kids, and she would be, speaking of three, his third wife. I don't think a lot of women are looking to be a third wife.
Don't do it.
No. I wouldn't be a third wife. I'd be like,
You wouldn't even be a first wife. I mean, I'm speaking for most men.
There would be plenty of men who would get on their knees and beg for me to go away. What are you talking about? The show's over, but just remember to go to morningsave.com to see today's deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.